Well, the thing is that we need to create a world that works for everybody. We need to create a world that's safe, sustainable, and peaceful for every person on this planet. And historically, the lives of women have been relatively neglected in big political discussions, big economic initiatives. And so issues that are really key in women's lives, particularly violence and harassment, have been neglected from those big decisions. But now, what we have is commitments under the Agenda 2030 and the New Urban Agenda and elsewhere that say actually what we're going to do is we're going to take issues of safety really seriously, and in particular we're going to understand that it has particular meaning and impact on the way women's lives are lived. So this is a way in which we can galvanize and incentivize, make much more stronger and catalytic the work to build cities where most of the world's population lives now and will live as we develop, and make them safe spaces for women, because they haven't historically been. Women on a daily basis experience sexual harassment, abuse, groping, and rape too often. And what we need to do is make that not possible anymore.
What are the situation of violence against women and girls? What can you say about it?
Okay, so generally we know that from a number of pieces of work across the world, one in three women experiences violence at some time in her life. We know a lot of attention has quite rightly gone into women's intimate lives, because much of the experience of violence is at the hands of men who are known to the women. Partners, ex-partners, husbands, ex-husbands, those intimate relationships are that space where a lot of violence takes place. But what's been relatively neglected in the past has been what happens outside the home. What happens on the streets, in schools, in colleges, at work, on buses, on trains. And what we now know, because people have finally put money and effort into researching this, what we know is that women's experience of abuse in those spaces is shockingly high. You know, up to 90% of women saying they've been harassed, going to work every day, being fearful when they're around banks and getting cash out of banks. The fact is that women are subjected to those sorts of treatments, but also when women speak about them, they're not believed or it's not taken seriously. So all of those considerations, those contexts have to change. And that's a very big piece of work.
What kind of politics or policy we can use to improve the situation of the violence in against women?
So this forum brings together activists, local government people, mayors, other agencies that are working in partnership to build safe cities, cities and urban spaces that offer women safety and security. What will be happening here is all examples of what can be done. It's being shared and built upon. For example, this morning we've heard about the training of 12,000 bus conductors in one city in India, in Kochi. We've heard about women-only taxis being made available. Earlier I was talking to a local official from Quito, where they are developing a phone app where anybody can immediately report an incident of abuse. And there is a prepared security force that will respond immediately to those incidents. I think there are things about ensuring that public spaces are safe so that any incidents of abuse are immediately dealt with. There's issues about having policies of investment in money into these sorts of initiatives. Women-only taxis, buses that are safe for women, changing bus stands so they're not dark, unlit places. Mm-hmm. So the political commitment must be very clear, and it must be very bold. It must be matched by funding allocations for new initiatives. But really, at the core of all of this is a shift in cultural attitudes and norms that say this is not important, or women are not to be believed. And so this is an important issue. This is critical to the cities we want to build and develop that work for all our people. And so we must take these steps.